What did surprise her, and gladdened her heart more than she would have believed possible, were the trees beyond the band of snow, green fir trees, living things.
"Oh, Roland, they look lovely," she said. "Even with their feet in the snow, they look lovely, don't they?"
"Yes," he said. He lifted her high and turned her back the way they had come. Beyond the nasty, crowding suburb of dead houses, she could see some of the badlands they'd come through, all those crowding spines of rock broken by the occasional butte or mesa. "Think of this," he said. "Back yonder, as you look, is Fedek. Beyond Fedek, Thunderclap. Beyond Thunderclap, the Kalas and the forest that marks the borderland between Midworld and Endworld. Lud is further back that way, and river crossing further still. The Western Sea, and the Great Mohane Desert, too. Somewhere back there, lost in the leagues, and lost in time as well, is what remains of Inworld. The Baronies, Gilead, places where even now there are people who remember love and light."
"Yes," she said, not understanding.
"That was the way the Crimson King turned to cast his petulance," Roland said. "He meant to go the other way, you must ken, to the Dark Tower. And even in his madness, he knew better than to kill the land he must pass through, he and whatever band of followers he took with him." He drew her toward him and kissed her forehead with a tenderness that made her feel like crying. "We three will visit his castle and trap Mordred there if our fortune is good and his is ill. Then we'll go on and back into living lands. There'll be wood for fires and game to provide fresh food and hides to wrap around us. Can you go on a little longer, dear? Can thee..."